Let's pray together, shall we? Father God, we do ask now that you speak to us through your Holy Scripture. Lift up our hearts, lift up our minds, help us to see the Lord Jesus more clearly. And in his name we pray. Amen. Please do sit down. Rummaging around, I came across this old cassette the other day. And I've had it for about 20 years now. And it's got two talks, one on each side. On one side is the talk, "Who is this Jesus?" Flip it over and you hear the talk, "What has he got to do with me?" And I thought, well, that really is what today's reading in Colossians is all about. Colossians chapter 1. Who is this Jesus and what has he got to do with me? Or to put it in a nutshell, is Jesus relevant today? It's an important question to think through, because one of the challenges we face in sharing the gospel these days is that people simply think Jesus is irrelevant. After all, if Jesus is just some bloke who lived thousands of years ago, many, many miles away, well, so what? He might be an interesting bit of history, but then so is Sir Walter Raleigh, and at least Raleigh bought us the potato and we can enjoy chips. Does it really matter then if I pay attention to Jesus or not? And you know, there are a lot of people around these days as well though who say they're interested in spiritual things, and they say, yeah, I'm quite happy with Jesus. But then probe a little deeper and you find that they've simply pigeonholed Jesus alongside other vague spiritual interests, such as meditation, yoga, healthy eating, anything that may benefit my well-being and inner peace. So it might sound like Jesus is being accepted, but he's no more relevant than yoga or dieting. And they might even say, well, look, you know, Jesus is your thing and I'm so pleased for you. But I don't really feel I need Jesus and what he has to offer. Even amongst us churchgoers, it's easy, isn't it, to keep Jesus at arm's length. Don't you find it easy sometimes to come to church on a Sunday, sing hymns and worship songs, and then disappear home for a week? Of course we believe in Jesus. But how relevant and important is he in our day-to-day lives? And should he be? So how relevant is Jesus today? Well, do turn in the Pew Bibles to Colossians chapter 1 on page 1182. It would be very helpful today in particular to have that passage open. We're going to look at it and see four reasons as to why Jesus is very relevant and how he just cannot be ignored. The first reason from these verses is that without Jesus, we would not exist. Without Jesus, we wouldn't exist. Quite a statement. It's stronger than that. Without Jesus, this world would not exist. The universe would not exist. Verse 16 says, "For by Jesus all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him." Jesus created this world in which we live. And let's just think about that for a moment. Think about, where did you go on holiday this year? Goodrich family went to France. We enjoyed some beautiful weather. The sun was wonderfully warm. We canoed on a river. Beautiful. We enjoyed some wonderful French food. Well, the sun that we enjoyed as it put its warmth onto us was created by Jesus. Think of the sun. Great big ball of fire. All sorts of complex nuclear reactions going on inside it. Jesus made that. The calm river. we went on. The trees coming over, dropping a few leaves. Jesus made those. The beautiful sunsets we enjoyed as the sun's rays penetrated the Earth's atmosphere and somehow were split and scattered by particles in the atmosphere, creating this wonderful, glorious red. Jesus did that. And the wonderful food we enjoy, the provider of it all, Jesus. All those good things we enjoyed were only available to us because Jesus created the world so wonderfully. Without Jesus, they wouldn't be available. The ground on which we walk would not exist if it were not for Jesus, neither the air that we breathe. And then we come to ourselves. So maybe just give yourself a bit of a prod. Make sure you're still there. Yes, you are real. Why are you real? Because Jesus made you. All things, including ourselves, were made by Jesus. So I think that makes Jesus pretty relevant, don't you? Now think of somebody special to you, somebody you love. A parent, a child. Wife, husband, a good friend. Do you know what? They only exist because of Jesus too. The friendship you enjoy, it's because Jesus lovingly created them. So Jesus is far more than some obscure historical figure. He is the author of creation. And moving on, the second way in which Jesus is relevant is very similar. Without Jesus, we would cease to exist. PowerPoint's doing something funny. Let's bring it back. Without Jesus, we would cease to exist. And again, similarly, the world would cease to exist. The universe would cease to exist without Jesus. Look at the end of verse 17. Not only is Jesus before all things, in Jesus all things hold together. Now this is where it's important to distinguish between two types of people who both believe in God. Some people are deists, some people are theists. Deism became popular during the Age of the Enlightenment. And let me explain. Deists believe that there must be some kind of God. I mean, after all, look at this incredible universe in which we live, with all the evidence of God in it. It's too fantastic to be created by chance. But deists stop there. They don't believe that God continues to intervene in the world. As far as they're concerned, it's as if God created this great big clockwork machine called the universe, then wound it up and let it go off while he went off for a nap or something. Deists believe in a God who created the world, maybe even created moral laws for us to follow. But God is no longer interfering or intervening, or to all intents and purposes, showing any active interest in his creation. It's as if God is absent. But we're Christians and we are theists. Theists believe God is still interested in what he has created. He is still involved. And that's what the Bible teaches here. In Jesus, all things continue to hold together. If Jesus didn't do that, if Jesus for one moment stopped doing that, the universe would disintegrate. Without Jesus' continued intervention, you and I would cease to exist. We'd go poff. Richard Dawkins would go poff as well. Consider it like this. Take a breath. Nice deep breath. Now, do you realise you only took that breath because Jesus willed it? As you prepare to take your next breath, just think, you're only taking it because Jesus is actively sustaining you. Is Jesus relevant? The case for the defence is stacking up. What's the next reason from these verses why Jesus is relevant? Without Jesus, our lives have no real meaning. Without Jesus, our lives have no real meaning. Well, that's a big claim, isn't it? Without Jesus, our lives have no real meaning? Surely not. Well, I have here a spanner. What's a spanner used for? I'm sure Dal could tell me. Tightening nuts. There you go. It has a purpose. Now, of course, you could use the spanner for a different purpose. You could use it as a weapon. How? You could use it as a paperweight. But it was designed to be a spanner. That's its main purpose. It's raison d'etre. Pardon my French. Any heavy object can be a weapon or a paperweight, but a spanner, only a spanner can be used as a spanner. And we're like spanners. I don't know if you've ever been compared to a spanner before. Well, you have now. And in the same way as a spanner was created for a specific purpose, so were we. And our purpose is to belong to Jesus. Now we might find other purposes. How annoying is that? We might have other purposes. Of course we can find other purposes and reasons for living. But they're not the main reason we were made. If we look back at verse 13, notice how God brings those who turn to him into the kingdom of his Son. That gives a hint about our purpose. Our purpose is to be subjects of Jesus, our King. The end of verse 16, all things were made by Jesus, and did you notice? For Jesus. All things were made for Jesus. Verse 20. Jesus reconciles to himself all things. That includes us. Our purpose as human beings is to belong to Jesus. That is why we were made. That is our purpose. And to leave Jesus out of our lives is like a spanner refusing to be a spanner and saying that its purpose is a paperweight. One of the most enjoyable parts of being rector is taking weddings. I come across these couples, they're madly in love and it's so sweet. And the bride will say some soppy, wonderful thing like, oh, you know, and it was at this stage of our relationship, I just knew he was made for me. It's quite lovely, really. The message today is that Jesus says to us, to me and you, I think you're wonderful. And you were made for me. You were made to walk with me day by day. And only in me will you find true fulfillment. Verse 19 tells us that all the fullness of God lives in Jesus. So when we come to Jesus, we encounter the living God. Only in Jesus will we truly flourish. So again, how can we say that Jesus is not relevant to our day-to-day lives? How can we keep him for just the odd Sunday? That would be like a couple who get married and then don't bother moving in together. Instead, they just date once a week, if that. Maybe once a month. It'd be ludicrous. But the same holds for us and Jesus. Why do we only date him once a week or even less? Final reason. Without Jesus, we're doomed. Sounds a bit stark. But verse 21 tells us how without Jesus, human beings are alienated from God and enemies of him. And that's a serious situation, and only the gospel is the answer. Every person has failed to live up to God's standards, and the outcome is eternal death. That means being cut off from all that is good for all eternity. And that is the situation we are in without Jesus, destined for hell without him. However, verses 20 and 22 hold out the wonderful news, the hope that is the gospel. Jesus died to save us from this dreadful fate. That's why we're going to share communion in a minute. Verse 22 explains how the death of Jesus changes everything. We can be presented holy. We can be reconciled to Jesus. We can be reconciled to God, the God we have ignored. Verse 13 puts it like this. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. When we turn to Jesus, we can be saved. We can be rescued from the darkness of this world and from an eternity separated from all that is good. So is Jesus relevant? Absolutely. Our eternal future rests on our response to him. And what a glorious future he holds out to those who do turn to him. We can be in his good and glorious kingdom forever, where all things, verse 20, have been reconciled to him. That means where all that is evil has ceased to be, where all that is wrong is put right, where all the pain and suffering are no more. Could Jesus be any more relevant? Well, yes. I mean, look, he is the one who created us. He is the one who sustains us, the one in whom we find true meaning and purpose, the one who redeems or rescues us from all that is dark and evil, the one who rescues us from death and invites us to enjoy life in his good kingdom forever. In short, Jesus Christ is the eternal King. We should worship and walk with him every day. One holiday I remember with great fondness was spent in Devon, a beautiful part of the country. I must have been about 11 years old. Some friends invited us to stay in their lovely house. We were told to make ourselves at home, and we did. It was a fantastic week, apart from some sibling rivalry with my brother. It would have been very wrong to have abused their hospitality. It would have been wrong to have ignored the owners. We didn't do that, by the way. But too often, we live in this world created by Jesus and for Jesus, and we ignore the host. We live as if it is ours alone and not his. He wants us to be at home, but only in relationship with him. How sad that human beings have abused his hospitality and ignored him, and broken this world. But verse 20, he is putting it right, reconciling it all, and soon it's going to be an even better place where everything is perfect when he returns as king forever. The Christian knows Jesus is very relevant and is already part of all of this. But I just want to close with an opportunity for anyone here who may just feel they've been ignoring Jesus a bit in their lives, maybe regarding him as irrelevant, even just a bit irrelevant. Perhaps you want to change that position and be reconciled, to know that you have left the kingdom of darkness and that you're in the kingdom of light. That describes you. Let's just echo the prayer as I close. Father God, we bring ourselves to you. Too often we treat you as if you are irrelevant. How wrong that is. We confess that to you, and we come to you now, Lord. Please accept us and bring us and keep us in full relationship with you forever. May we truly flourish now and for eternity, because you are the God who made us, and in you we find meaning, and in you we are reconciled. Draw us close to you and keep us there. Amen.